You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
In Chapter 6 of my book, The 7-Day Algae Makeover, I recommend minimizing electromagnetic exposure from much of our cherished devices, such as laptops, cell phones, video games, etc., and especially if you're experiencing morning fatigue, trouble sleeping deeply, and waking up at odd hours. Now, this is exactly the reason why I called electromagnetic radiation expert Ora Miller. Forget about my gadgets. What he found in my house was that my electrical system was interrupting my sleep and causing my morning fatigue. Now, I can't wait to talk to him right now. So let's welcome Oren Miller, co-author of Breathing Walls and the founder of CreateHealthyHomes.com. Thanks so much for being here, Oren. Now, by the way, you know, what you did for my home many, many years ago really, really saved my sleep and my life. You know, I talk a lot about sleep, you know, on the show. And I want to know, what is a building biologist? You know, you're a building biologist. What is that?
Well, thanks for having me on the program, Suzanne. A building biologist is a specialist in identifying and mitigating sources of toxicity in people's homes and offices.
Okay, so basically you're like an inspector, you're a detective that you go into the home.
Yes, that's correct. And actually, we work with people in their existing established homes. And also, I get a lot of calls for evaluating new homes when people see power lines and utility transformers outside of their balcony or outside the home. So 70% of our clients, Suzanne, are electrically sensitive already. They know that about themselves. They have symptoms, like you mentioned, numbness, ringing in the ears, tingling, headaches, weakness, lethargy, a brain fog, and they notice that they feel better when they're outside of their home, and they get worse when they come back. And so we evaluate electromagnetic fields. We evaluate mold, chemical outgassing, natural gas, lead, asbestos, radon, all of the sources of toxicity in a home.
Well, I like the way you said the electromagnetic sensitivities, because I'm one of those. I mean, I'm telling you, what you did literally helped me sleep much deeper. And what I ended up having to do was we had to turn off the electrical breaker, the electricity going into my room where I sleep. And that was very, very helpful. Now, can you please tell the listeners, what are electromagnetic fields? And where are they really found? I know that I talked about the electricity in the homes and the, you know, in my room, but where else? What are EMFs?
Okay, so EMFs, that stands for electromagnetic fields, and there are four types. There's the electric fields from house wiring. There are magnetic fields from house wiring. So the electric fields are the E of the EMF. The magnetic fields are the M of the EMF. And when it comes to the frequency of house wiring, they are separate from each other. They're uncoupled. You can have both, and you may not even realize you have the electric fields because most people just measure EMFs with a Gauss meter, which measures magnetic fields only, not the electric field. So those are two, and they're independent from each other, and they affect the body in a slightly different ways. And we assess them with different meters, and we mitigate them differently. And then we have the third and fourth types of EMFs that we look for in the building biology profession in one of our evaluations of a home. And that would be radio frequencies, all the wireless devices. That's a third category. And then the last one is so-called dirty electricity, which are harmonics in a certain frequency range that are not in the other three. That's an independent type of EMF. So my website, as you mentioned, is www.createhealthyhomes.com, and I'm one of about a couple of hundred certified building biology environmental consultants and electromagnetic radiation specialists in the U.S. and Canada and worldwide who does these evaluations locally in Southern California and over the phone for people all over the country and world. And we have a network of building biologists throughout the U.S. and Canada. If you go to hbelc.org, that's the website for our parent organization, the Institute for Building Biology and Ecology, headquartered in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and their website is it's Healthy Building Environmental Learning Center, so it's hbelc.org. And on the right, you can click on a link that brings you to a page where you can see where experts are in your area, and you click on Environmental Consultant, and you'll see a table that's arranged by alphabetically by last name, but when you click on the state or province column heading on the right, it resorts the column by state.
That's great to hear, because there aren't many of you of, you know, what you can do. And I know you've been in Southern California for a long time, and you've served a lot of my patients. You've
right.
come to my office, and you know, and a lot of my patients that come to see me are chronically ill people, and
right.
there are these you know, these symptoms that they have, and really bizarre stuff. I mean, you talked about some of them, but what else, what do you think that EMFs can do to the future of our health and our planet?
Well, to be honest with you, let's just take radio frequencies and wireless devices as an example. To be very honest with you, those of us in the, not just the building biology profession, but the general broader EMF safety community at large in the U.S., Canada, and around the world, there's a growing awareness throughout the world that the health effects from wireless devices is like our generation's cigarettes from 50, 60 years ago. It turns out that contrary to what you hear from academia, from in the companies themselves, and from our government regulatory agencies, in the U.S. at least, and Canada, they say that there's no evidence of any harm below a certain level, which is 1 milliwatt per square centimeter of radio frequency exposure. But that's only based on heating effects on cells, based on research that only looked for that as their parameter for wellness. And it turns out that there are thousands of reputable studies that have been published worldwide, not so much in the U.S. because there's no funding for this really here, no support for it. But outside the U.S., there's an abundance of research showing actual harm on the cellular level, on the DNA level, and enzymatic level, and biochemical level, metabolic level, in terms of health, the health of the cells and the body, showing harm for everyone. The truth, when they use cell phones and Wi-Fi and tablets on in close range to the body. Now, it turns out that we estimate, not just us in the building biology profession, but the whole EMF safety community, estimates that roughly two-thirds of the population can repair damage that occurs on a cellular level, on a DNA level, when they sleep at night from their exposure during the day. And unfortunately, one-third of the population cannot. So it's estimated by the experts that up to one-third of the world's population has symptoms right now from exposure and chronic use of these wireless devices. So it turns out that in those countries that pay for the healthcare delivery of their people, like all the European countries and every industrialized country outside the United States, in those countries, they're already taking action to take Wi-Fi out of schools and libraries and hospitals, to have public awareness campaigns to tell people of reproductive age about this and to avoid using these technologies at close range when they're pregnant and really for everyone close to the head, and go to speaker phones and holding the phone away from your head using an air tube earphone, and using hardwired connections whenever possible. So reduce use, increase distance, and favor hardwired connections. And there's more information on that on my website, createhealthyhomes.com.
Those are great, great recommendations, because I know for the fact that I've dealt with a lot of patients who've been very, very ill from iPhones, iPads, children who have insomnia. I mean, I wrote that in my book. About a child who couldn't, you know, had insomnia and couldn't sleep because of that, because she was actually, you know, holding her phone and putting it under her pillow and going to sleep, a teenager. I mean, this is what goes on all throughout our country and the world.
Well,
and
they don't want to miss the call from their boyfriend.
That's exactly it. Oh my gosh! So you know what?
Don't use it as just put it in airplane mode. Then you can use it as an alarm clock.
I love that. Airplane, that's what I recommend as well. Lots of great information. Thanks so much, Orm. You know, everyone, go to Orm's website, createhealthyhomes.com. And there's so much information. You can't believe there's lots of blogs, etc. Thank you so much, Orm. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.